The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. Last podcast, I talked about the importance of sharing and preaching the cross. This is a truth that I indicated is sometimes neglected, and yet it's absolutely crucial to preach the cross of Christ. Today I want to share a few thoughts about another forgotten subject, and that is the subject of eternal damnation. Hardly popular, I do appreciate that, but I just think it's ever so important to recognize that there is a heaven and there is a hell. Now, the Bible gives us some helpful and challenging information about this place. The first thing I believe that's important to remind ourselves is that this place is a place that was prepared for the devil and his angels. It was never God's plan and intention to send people to hell. And yet at the same time, God is a holy God, a righteous God, and he cannot overlook sin. And the rebellion of Satan was going to be dealt with very strongly. And we know that the day is coming, and the devil certainly knows, the day is coming when he will be cast into that lake of fire. He will be punished for his rebellion and sin. And the problem has been that the devil is just so much wanting to drag as many others into the fate that is inescapable for him. As we share with those who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Saviour, they still have the chance to repent and turn to Christ and to escape this terrible fate. But the devil has no chance of escape. So it's a place that was prepared for the devil and his rebellious angels. It is a place which, when you look at scripture carefully, it's a place that no one leaves once you're there. And that again is a salutary and most disturbing thing. It is an eternal place. It's not a temporary situation. It is a permanent situation, and that again is just a good reason why we want to preach the gospel and encourage people to come to know Jesus. The Bible says it is a place of torment, and we're not told exactly what the torment is, but it will be a place where there will be much regret and maybe tears and distress and crying, but it's endless. So it's just not a place, if you think about it, that anyone would want to go. And yet many will, because they've rejected Jesus as their Saviour. It's a place of darkness. It's a place which is separate from God. You have the very strong parable of the rich man and Lazarus, and the fact that Lazarus finds himself in heaven and the rich man is in torment and in hell, and there is a wide gap between the two, and for that situation it is just so grim. We need to reflect that we want people to be saved because we know where they are heading if they reject Christ. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. And sometimes when people say, well, how can the God of love send people to such a place as we've been describing? Well, you have to ask another question. How remarkable it is that a God who does love us and care about us should allow his son to literally go to hell on our behalf. That cry that we hear from Jesus on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? There is torment in that cry. There is the sense of separation, being cut off. So many of the things that the Bible describes as hell, Jesus is experiencing as he takes our sin upon himself. And therefore, if we are offered such an amazing sacrifice on our behalf, if Jesus is prepared to, as it were, go to that place of destruction for us, if he is willing to suffer and die and be separated, be tormented in those moments so that we could be set free, well then, if we reject him, we are really putting ourselves in a place where what can be done. I believe that it's important to encourage people to become Christians because God loves them and has got a plan and a purpose for their lives. I believe it's important to share the tremendous love and compassion of God, who is not willing that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. But I think we are also foolish when we neglect to warn people about the realities of rejecting the Lord Jesus. They are grim. They are severe. And therefore, let us not lose sight of the fact that there is a hell, and let us not lose sight that there is a Saviour who came to rescue us from this place. May God bless you as you urge people to come to know the Lord Jesus. Amen.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.